Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
When I get a chance to introduce you to and reintroduce you to our good friend Debbie Meyer. Debbie, as you know, is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a great example of America's entrepreneurship. She is the CEO and the co-founder of Housewares America, but more importantly, you know her as the Green Bag Lady, the lady who sold something under a couple of billion green bags across the galaxy, and of course also my favorite, the Cake Taker. Cake cutter, I should say, and she's our good friend Debbie Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Debbie, and thanks for thanks for hanging out with us. You got a little something different on your mind today, though, don't you?
I do. I've got spring on the mind. Spring has sprung.
Well, I think spring sprung about January 1st, didn't it?
It's definitely, you know, for most parts of the country, it felt that way. But, you know, spring traditionally has always been the time everyone starts to think about cleaning out and opening the windows and the doors and all that stuff. And I'm looking at it sort of a little more euphemistically, maybe. I'm thinking in terms of spring cleaning for your business. And that's not necessarily sweeping the floor of your office. It's more like sweeping out the things that don't inspire you and don't make you more productive instead of less productive.
But isn't it amazing how many on the number of levels that we get clutter built up in our business?
Oh my goodness!
Don't even look at my office. Forget about it. You know, and my car. How about my car? My grandchildren, you know, talk about my car all the time. Yeah, Poppy, you need to clean out this thing. Clean out your car. But also. Our strategies and the working environment, you know, I mean, it could be this clutter thing could take on many different faces, couldn't it?
It certainly does, and it affects us both physically and emotionally. It affects us mentally. If your mind, an overwrought mind is not necessarily an overproductive mind. When I'm trying to work on too many things too quickly at once, I do become scattered and I do forget things unless I'm constantly writing myself notes and things like that. But when I talk about spring cleaning, I'm really talking about kind of getting ready to jettison the things that take away from what I really want to do. The people and things that don't inspire me, what makes me less productive, getting sucked into time wasters.
But these things are insidious, aren't they? Because they don't happen all at once. They sort of creep up on you. And you sort of get used to living with them, and before you know it, you're weighted down with all this. And I think it's worse for small business owners, Debbie, than it is for big business CEOs, because they've got things they can give. They got people they can give things to. We don't typically have that.
Oh, right. I mean, if you look at the hat rack, how many have you got on it? If you're
about
a small business owner, and if you do your work from home, as so many people do, you can add another 200 hats, and the distractions are even greater. So, you know, there are things that, you know, I'm a firm believer in constant organization, because there's nothing like losing that one piece of paper or that, you know, that one idea that could be your next big idea and you put it in the wrong place.
Right.
And now you can't find it, you can't remember it. And, you know, as much digital as we all are in and what, you know, appeals to us, it can suck the time out of a day, in no time. If you get on your computer in the morning and you say, oh, I'm just going to check my Facebook page, I'm just going to check, you know, LinkedIn, and suddenly you've spent 2 hours going through things that have absolutely nothing to do with what
you're going to make you, are going to give you, add anything to success today.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said none of that's going to add to success today.
You're absolutely right. And unless it is, unless it is something that is going to make you more productive, is going to bring something into your business that's necessary, just don't do it. And unless, and it doesn't inspire you. I mean, at the end of the time, when you look back and you say, wow, that's 2 hours, I'm not getting back today. So now you have to hurry to do things that you didn't do in those 2 hours.
Right.
And,
hey, Debbie,
you know, I've got a couple
Debbie, would you, I got to wrap it up. Would you, for this segment, would you give us your website quickly, please?
It's Debbie Meyer, DebbieMeyer.com.
DebbieMeyer.com. Quick break, folks. 20 till. Right back. We're going to talk some specifics that Debbie has for helping us get a little more organized after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.